Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天跟大家分享的一个题目是达到神面前的祷告。
Today we're going to share the message with you, prayer that reached to God.
我想我们当中有许多人你常常祷告。
I know many of us often pray.
但是你有没有把握你的祷告真的达到神的面前呢？
But do you have the confidence that your prayer that reached to God?
今天我们借着耶稣所启示的，我们盼望能够更有确据，我的祷告真的是达到神的面前。
And today, according to the Bible, what teaches Jesus taught us, let's learn how our prayer can reach to God.
在路加福音第十八章第九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人，这个英文的话讲得更清楚，就说如果就像一些人来讲，这些人是怎么样？他们对自己的义呢是非常自信的人，而且不但这样呢，他们还藐视别人，设了一个这样的比喻。
So in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and Jesus, to some who are confident for their own righteousness, this righteousness means you only trust in yourself, think everything you do is right. So and also look down on everybody else.
那这件事情事实上耶稣是有个对象的，他对着这种人来讲的，不是对其他的人，他专门对这样的人来讲。
So Jesus talked to this parable actually focused on this group of people.
他对自己呢很有把握。
He is confident about himself.
他认为他自己是达到上帝的要求的标准。
He knows that he reached the level that God that pleased God.
所以他觉得他自己有那个义啊，义行，就是英文里面讲的比较容易明白，就是他有一个义行呢，上帝接纳了。
So his righteousness that God has accepted.
他觉得自己这么好，所以他看一些的人觉得根本就不够好，所以他看不起这些人，很藐视他们。
So he think himself so righteous, then but some other people look down on them and think.
所以耶稣是对这样的人来讲话。
So that's a group that Jesus was focused on.
他说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
He said two men went up to the temple to pray.One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
他记得这件事，这个是一个比喻啊。他在这个比喻里面有就把这两个人拿出来，让大家能够认识。
So this is a parable. So he took this two person and then as example.
我们有的人对圣经比较了解的，就先天为主的，现在已经对法利赛人给他一个很负面的印象。其实，在当时的社会呢，不是这样的。
So some people, we know Bible really well. We know what the characters of Pharisees.
事实上，在那个时候的法利赛人呢，就好像有点像今天的牧师一样。
So at that time, Pharisees more like nowadays pastors.
是大家很尊敬的。
So everybody honors them.
而且他们都认为法利赛人你就像牧师一样，你很懂得神的事情。
And they think Pharisees just like pastors, they know everything about God.
所以他们有一些内心的问题，心灵上的问题呢，他们都会来请教这些法利赛人。
So when they have problems, they will ask the Pharisees.
也就是因为常常有人来请教他，而且很尊敬他们，所以他们慢慢觉得我真的就是这么好。
So because of all the other people come to them, ask them their questions, and so make themselves think they're higher than other people.
那另外有一个人叫做税吏。
And the other one is a tax collector.
在耶稣的时代呢，事实上是罗马帝国统治。
And during the time of Jesus, it's under Roman Empire's control.
所以犹太人呢是被罗马帝国来殖民的。Therefore, Jews were colonized by Roman Empire. 所以呢，在这样的一个关系里面呢，罗马的帝国呢就找了一些犹太人呢来帮他收税金。
So during that circumstances, the Roman Empire finds some.Jewish people to collect tax for them.
所以犹太人会非常痛恨这种人。
So the Jewish people really hate this kind of group of people.
他们认为同样我们都是同胞，你竟然去为敌人来服务。
And they think we're all same race, but why you work for enemies?
你是我们的叛徒。
And you're traitors.
所以 多半的犹太人对这种税吏呢是很看不起而且很痛恨的。
So most Jewish people are actually looked down on those tax collectors and hate them.
但是因为他是做罗马政府的税吏呢，他是罗马政府的官员。
But since he worked for the Roman government,
所以他的后面呢有罗马的士兵呢陪伴他的。
So there are soldiers behind them to support them.
他有权柄。
He has the power.
他可以决定你要缴多少税。
And he can decide how much tax he needs to pay.
所以有点像今天的 IRS。
Like today's IRS.
你喜欢 IRS 的人吗？
Do you like the one?
所以耶稣就举了这样两个人，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
So Jesus talked to this parable between this Pharisees and the tax collectors.
一个是大家都尊敬的人，
one is everybody look up to.
那一个是大家都讨厌的人，
and the other one is everybody hate.
那这两个人都来到圣殿。
So both of them come to the temple of God.
两个人都要来祷告。
And they're both going to pray.
第一个人是法利赛人，他就站在那里自言自语的祷告说：“上帝啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这一个税吏。”
So the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
他在祷告的时候呢，他的感觉呢，他觉得他跟神可以直接对话。他说：“神啊。”
So when he prayed, he think he can talk straight to God.
他说：“我感谢你。”
He said, "God, I thank you."
弟兄姐妹，有一个宗教性习惯的人呢，这个“我感谢主啊”这句话都变成是一种习惯用语了。
So we usually use the word "God, I thank you."
有一次有一个长老啊，跟一个会友在谈话。
So one time there's a pastor talking to one of the members.
那个长老讲感谢主，感谢主，讲得非常的习惯。
So the pastor say, "Thank God, thank God." It's
他就问那个会友说：“你好不好？”他就问候那个会友说：“你好不好？”
So he asked the fellow.Member, how are you?
那个会友就说，我今天这个礼拜我刚撞车了。
But the fellow member said, I just had a car accident this week.
那个长老很习惯说感谢主，感谢主。
And then the pastor said, Thank God, thank God.
他连想都不需要想。
And he just doesn't go through his mind.
这就是宗教习惯了以后呢，这种话就变成好像是一个口头禅一样，没有真正的意思的。
So it's meaningless when you just use it as a word.
这样的人来到上帝的面前。
So this kind of person go before God.
而且他来到上帝面前，觉得我不像别人，你看看我跟你关系这么好。
So he come before God, say, you know, I'm not like others. See, we have a good relationship between you and me.
那英文的话呢，他说就像强盗那样子，强盗勒索。事实上，他英文的是强盗。
So it's not like robbers.
我也不像那些作恶的人一样。
It's not like those evil doers.
我也不像那个犯淫乱的人一样。
Not like those adulterers.
那这个他在讲的时候呢，发现旁边站一个人。
So when he was talking to God, he noticed there is somebody standing next to him.
他说我也不像这个人。
And he said, I'm not like that one.
还好这边没有人，我没有指他啊。所以他就是用这样一种态度，觉得他很满意他自己。
So that's his attitude that he's very satisfied about himself.
说宗教，我有宗教。
You say religious, I'm religious.
有地位。
And then social status, I have.
很多人都这样的称赞我。
And everybody was saying good things about me.
所以我就是用这样的态度来到上帝的面前。
So that's the attitude he approaches God.
他事实上说，对上帝说，我感谢你。
So he talked to God, say, I thank you.
但是他的心里面说，上帝，你一定感谢我的。
But in his heart, he probably says, God, you should thank me.
你看，像我这么样好的人。
Because I'm such a good person.
你一定非常的满意。
And you must be very satisfied about me.
所以我们看见一个人要把自己抬高起来，他的方法是怎么样呢？
So when we see when people trying to lift themselves up, what's the way they do it?
他把别人压下去。
He has to look down on others.
我们看到今天外面的世界真的就是这样子。
So look at the world around us, it's really like this.
踩在别人的身上，让自己能够爬上去。
So you climb up, stepping on other people.
而且他越踩，他越高兴。
And then the more you're stepping on people, the happier they get.
他只要遇到能够踩得过的，他就踩上去。
If he can do that, he will do it.
所以踩久了以后，他就觉得哇，我怎么这么高呢
？So after a while, he think, oh, I'm higher than everybody else.
他这样的方式来到上帝的面前。
So he, based on this attitude, he come before God.
他不但把人踩下去。
He not only looked down other people.
现在他还要报告他很重要的一件事情。
And now he gonna claim something very important.
他要跟上帝说，我一个礼拜禁食两次。
He said, I fast twice a week.
你看我的身材这么好。
And look at my figures.
I'm such a great figure. 凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
And I give a tenth of all I get.
我不但很虔诚啊，我会禁食祷告。
Yeah, I'm very
devotional,
and I fast twice a week.
而且呢，你看我还捐钱给你啊。
And see, I have give you money also.
所以他不但把别人压下去呢，他把自己呢还呈现出来，说：“上帝啊，你不褒奖我，你实在是对不起我。”
So it's not only look down other people. He lift himself up and say, "God, if you don't reward me, that's you know not right."
你注意，在短短的一句话里面，他就讲了三次的数学用语。
So in this short sentence, there are three math he used.
他说：“我一个礼拜一啊，等于一。”
He said one week. That's one.
我进食两次二。
And I fast twice. That's two.
接下来用分数讲十分之一。
And the next one is one tenth of what I get.
他知道上帝喜欢数学。
And he knows God like math.
他就借着这种他自己排出来的宗教的阶梯啊，他一格一格的往上爬。
So he's climbing up this religious stairs.
这个爬阶梯呢，就成为他宗教的一个印记。
So that's his goal in his religion.
他认为我已经爬到顶尖了。
He think I'm at the top.
所以上帝啊，你一定很满足我，满意我的。
So God, you must be very satisfied about me.
其实人就有这样的一种倾向。
So we all have the tendencies.
我们觉得我们爬到一个阶段了。
We think we reached a certain level.
然后往后看的时候，发现好多的人都还没 跟不上我。
And we look back, and there's so many people that fall behind us.
所以他觉得我在人的面前，我都可以交代得过去。
So he think, oh, I'm not bad in front of people.
因为在人的面前都可以来比的。
Because everybody compares with each other.
你一个礼拜进食几次
？How many times you fast every week？
你是零次的，就从来没有进食。
Oh, zero times.
你是一次的。
Or one time.
我两次。
See me, I'm twice.
我可以比的，在人面前我都可以拿得出来、亮得出来的、看得见的、算得出来的。
So that's something you can show people.
所以人在这样的一个比较的里面，他就产生一种错觉，认为我比人好，所以我比人更被神接纳。
So, when you compare, there is something in your mind that you think I'm better and I'm more pleasing to God.
因为他不认识这位上帝。
Because he does not know this God.
因为上帝是一无所缺
，Cause God does not lack anything.
他还是丰富有余啊，还要把恩典跟诸般的赏赐要给你的。
Yeah, He lavishes grace and mercy to you.
所以上帝的眼睛不是看着你捐出来的支票上面数字有多少。
So God does not look on the money that you put on the check.
上帝看人不像人看人看外表。
God look at us not like people look at us, only look at the outside.
上帝看的是你的内心。
He looks at our hearts.
上帝是看你献上的时候，你的心是怎么样。
So when you send an offering, God will look at your heart.
但是这一个人呢，他一直是局限把这些对信仰的事情只局限在人看得到的部分。
So this Pharisee just only focus on what people can see.
还要看才看得到、okay. 纳税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。”
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
刚才我们看到这个法利赛人。
So compared to the Pharisees.
挺胸抬头来到上帝面前。
Stood up and look up.
他唯一等候的就是上帝 对他说，你实在是做得太好了。
And what he's waiting is for God to say, good and faithful servant.
但是这个税吏呢，他不敢靠近来。
But the tax collector, he dared not.
他站得远远的。
He stood at a distance.
而且不但站得很远呢，他连头都不敢抬起来。
And it's not only stand at a distance, he dare not to look at the temple of God.
他头低着，他就捶着自己的胸说，上帝啊，可怜我。
Yeah, he looked down and beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me.
可怜我这个罪人。
Have mercy on me, I'm a sinner.
这两个人完全不一样的态度。
So the attitude between those two people, they're totally different.
接下来，哦，发现神迹了吗？没关系，好，他们会慢慢整出来哈。我以为发生神迹了哈。好，接下来耶稣就对他们说：“我告诉你们
，So I'm sorry，
这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
So Jesus said, "I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God."For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
第十四节哈。
That's verse 14.
没关系，好，哦，一整个，好。所以耶稣这两个人的时候，他就说，这个税吏呢，他回家呢，比这位法利赛人倒算为义了，或被神称义了。
But Jesus said here is this tax collector rather than the Pharisee goes home justified before God.
被神算为义的意思就是说，你本来不是义的，但是上帝说我算你为义了。
So justified before God, that means you are not righteous, but God credited you as righteousness.
这个被神算为义的意思就是说，我就算你，我接纳你了。
So that means God accepts you.
所以事实上这个被神接纳的意思不是说你这个人本身已经是义人，并不是这个意思，而是神接纳你了，把你算成义人了。
So the righteous is not because you're righteous, but God credit you as righteous.
接下来耶稣说，凡自高的必降为卑。
And then next Jesus said, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.
他中文讲自高的意思就是自己把自己捧高的意思。
Exalt means you lift yourself up.
接下来他说必降为卑，这个必降为卑是被动的，也就是说你一定会被迫啊，把你拉下来啊，使你成为卑微的。
And will be humbled, that means you'll be forced to be humbled yourself.
也就是说你按照宗教的阶梯一直爬，自己认为越爬越高越高，上帝说我会把你拉下来的，我会强迫的把你拉下来的。
So you think you can climb up the religious ladders, climb higher and higher, but God said, I will pull you down.
但是如果你在上帝的面前自卑的话呢，你将会被提升高起来，他会把你升高起来的意思。
But if you humble yourself before God, and He will exalt you.
所以我们看见耶稣讲这句话，我们要深深的再思考一下。
So after Jesus said that, let us think about it.
那是不是耶稣意思是说，如果一个人自己很谦卑的话，那上帝就把你抬高吗？
So is that means if you're humble, God gonna lift you up?
那这个谦卑是本来就自己很谦卑的个性呢，还是被迫成谦卑呢？
Is that humble? It's that you were born with it, or you're forced?
所以在这个地方，我们就要思想跟基督信仰的神学观是不是一致的。
So let's think about if it's according to Jesus.
有的人，我们看他就好像。各样事情都很谦卑。
Some people will look, oh, that person is really humble.
而且讲话也很客气。
And when he talks, really polite.
那是不是这样的人，上帝就把他抬高呢？
Is that such a person, God will exalt him?
那有的人说，我生下来我就不知道怎么叫做自卑，怎么叫谦卑，我都不知道了。
And some people said, ever since I was born, I don't know what means to be humble.
我喜欢怎么讲我就怎么讲。
I say whatever I want.
我认为对的，我就是我认为对；我认为错，我就是认为错。
I think right is right. I think wrong is wrong.
那是不是这样的人就变成是骄傲的人呢？
Is that kind of person prideful?
如果是这样的话，就会产生一个很大的问题，也就是说某某人的修养比较好，那上帝就把他抬高。
So there's a problem is if somebody's character is better and God will exalt him.
在这里我们要看见事实上主耶稣的意思不是这样子的。
But here we see what Jesus meant it's not that.
没有错，在这个世界上如果你是一个谦卑的人，确实人家会尊敬你，这是事实的。
So if you're humble and people say good things about you, it's real.
但是在圣经里面不是讲这个东西。
But it's not the humble that we talk in the Bible.
在这里主耶稣要讲一件事情，就是祷告这件事情。
So here Jesus is talking about the prayers.
什么叫做祷告呢？
What is prayer?
有很多人认为祷告就是我开始跟上帝说话，这就祷告了。
And somebody think prayer is just I'm talking to God.
这个法利赛人呢，他也祷告，他也是认为他跟上帝说，他神啊，我感谢你。你看他开始向上帝说话。
See, this Pharisee thinks he's talking to God too. He said, thank you, God.
如果不这样的看待的时候，你会注意到这个地方是有很大的落差在那里。
So if we don't look into it, we'll misunderstand this.
我们多认识这位耶稣了以后呢，你就会慢慢的明白什么叫做祷告。
The more we know about this Jesus, the more we'll know about what prayer is.
祷告就是两个之间互相有交流，这个叫做祷告。
Prayer is communicate between two parties.
不是只有一方在那里讲而已。
It's not only from one.
所以我今天题目说，你是不是确定你的祷告真的达到神的面前？
So that's why our today's topic is your prayer reach to God.
这个双向的关系呢，是怎么样建立的呢？
So how do you establish two-way communication?
当你把圣经打开的时候，
When you open the Bible,
你知道这个时刻是什么时刻吗？
Do you know what it means?
当圣经打开的时候，就是上帝开始要跟你讲话了。
When you open the Bible, it's the time God begins to talk to you.
或者你来听到的时候，上帝也借着在讲道的当中，他会对你说话的。
When you go to the church service, through the pastor, God is talking to you.
当你在与弟兄姐妹在基督里的交谈团契的里面呢，上帝也会借这样的机会对你说话的。
And when you have fellowship with each other, and God talk to you through them also.
所以我们教会为什么会这么重视说一定要读经
？So why we're so focused on reading the Bible?
因为你才有机会真正听到上帝在对你这一个人，他要对你讲的话是什么
？That's why that's only way you can hear this God what He wants to say to you.
当你听到了。他要真的要对你讲话的时候，你听到的时候呢，这个时候才有祷告的开始。
So when you really heard what he talked to you, and then the prayer begins.
他等于对你说某某某，我要对你说这样的事情，我要你做这样的事情。他对你说话，你听到了。
So he said, "Who and who? I'm asking you to do this, and you need to do this, and you heard it."
或者是我要你改变这个，我要你回转，我要你认罪。
Or he will tell you, I need you to change this and I need you to repent.
你听到了。
You hear it.
这个时候你开始讲话了。
And then now you talk.
这个时候就是祷告的开始。
And that's the beginning of your prayer.
不是说我因为我在生活上很多的难处痛苦，我要把这个问题解决，就开始跟上帝讲，哇哇哇哇，讲完，哦，我祷告完了。
It's not sometimes as we do, it's when we have difficulties in life, we go to God and pray, and then after prayer is done, it's done.
如果这种方式的祷告呢，跟世界上那些宗教呢是没有什么两样的。
So this kind of prayer has no difference between other religion.
这一种方式的祷告的培养了以后呢，一个人只有越来越贪婪。
So if we give into this kind of prayer, we will become more and more greedy.
考试就不要去准备了。
And then we don't have to prepare for the exam.
只要考试之前祷告，哎，问答案，希望都能够写对。
So before the exam, I'll pray so the answers will show up on the paper.
你也不确定到底我祷告的东西是上帝的意思吗
？And you don't know what you prayed if it's God's,
还是只是运气，还是迷信而已
？Or it's just luck or superstition.
有的人这种方式的祷告，觉得哇，他事业变得很发达。他就觉得上帝在祝福他。
Some people pray and then they were prosperous. So they think, oh, God answers my prayer.
所以他越祷告，他就希望他的地上的产业越来越多。
So more he, the more he prayed, he hoped he has more riches on earth.
圣经很明白的讲，这个世界属谁的
？So the Bible said clearly whose this world is.
真正的现在这个地上的掌，真正拥有者是谁呢
？Who owned the world？
是撒旦。
Satan.
当耶稣来到世上的时候，这个撒旦就对他试探。
So when Jesus came to the world, Satan tempted him.
他对耶稣说，你如果向我一拜，整个世界我都给你。
If you worship me, I'll give you the whole world.
你看他的口气，这个现在的这个世界是属谁的？就是属他的。
See now you can tell whose world it is. It's Satan's.
如果你整天就是求这个世界的事情的话，你要知道，你越发达，有时候你就会发现有很可怕的事情会发生的。
So if you really focus and chase after the things in this world, you know there's something horrible going to happen.
这个世界越丰富的给你，可能叫你的心越远离上帝。
The more this world gives you, the further your heart is away from God.
所以不是说我祷告以应验来做祷告的依据，这个不是祷告的原则。
So what we're seeking is not prayer being answered.
祷告是因为上帝已经对我说话了，我听到了，我回应他，这个叫做祷告。
So prayer is I heard what God said to me and I respond. That's prayer.
那也就是说，我在我要发出祷告之前，我必须怎样？先听到上帝对我说话。
So that means before I pray, I listen to God.
所以也就是说，我在祷告之前，我已经遇见了上帝了。
So before I pray, I meet God.
因为我听到他的话。
Because I heard him.
我听到他的声音。
I heard his voice.
我来祷告了。
And I'll pray.
这个法利赛人，他来到圣殿在祷告的时候，他根本没有听到上帝的话。
So this Pharisee, when he comes to the temple and pray, he didn't listen to God.
虽然他圣经懂很多。
However, he knows a lot about the Bible.
还有很多人来请教他关于圣经的事情。
And there are people asking him about the Bible.
但是他从来没有遇见这上帝。
But he never meet God.
他可以背圣经啊，可是他没有办法听到上帝对他讲的话。
He can recite the Bible, but he can't hear what God has said to him.
弟兄姐妹们，你读圣经，但是我要问你一句话，更重要，你听到上帝对你说话吗
？So brothers and sisters, I ask you, when you read the Bible, did you hear from God?
否则的话，你拥有的只是圣经的知识而已。
If not, you only have the knowledge of the Bible.
所以这个法利赛人并没有遇见上帝啊，所以他的祷告就变成主。因为这位听祷告的人是谁呢？真正听祷告当然应该是耶稣啊。
So this Pharisees, when he prayed, he didn't meet God. But who really is the God? Listen to the prayer as Jesus.
所以等于是耶稣在听祷告了，就耶稣来形容他的祷告叫什么？叫做自言自语。
So when Jesus described his prayer as talking to himself,
他在那里自己对自己说话。也就是说，耶稣说：“我根本没有听到你，因为你自己在对自己说话，因为你没有遇见我。”
That means you're talking to yourself. I didn't hear because you didn't meet me.
所以，一个没有遇见神的人来祷告呢，他的里面就有很多的自己自以为意。
So the prayer that without meeting God has a lot of self-righteousness in it.
我不像别人。
I'm not like others.
他没有遇见光。
He haven't seen the light.
一个没有遇见光的人的反应就是这样子。
That's the reaction of the person who has not seen the light.
结果他就说我不像勒索的、不义的、奸淫的，也不像这个税吏。
So that's why he said, I'm not like the robbers, evildoers, and adulterers, even this tax collector.
而且我一个礼拜禁食两次。
And I fast twice a week.
凡我所得的捐上十分之一。
And I give tenths what I get.
一个没有遇见光的人，他只看到自己。
So the people have not seen light; they only see himself.
但是这个税吏呢，他遇见了光。
But this tax collector see the light.
在他还没有开口之前，他已经遇见了上帝。
Before he even opened his mouth, he meet God.
当一个人遇见光的时候，他一定会看到他自己。
So when you see the light, you see yourself.
他看到他自己的本相。
You see your yourself.
所以说他看到自己的本相的时候，他发现他连举目望天都不敢了。
So when he realized how sinful he is, he dare not look up to heaven.
他捶着胸说：“上帝啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
So all he does is beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me."
弟兄姐妹，一个遇见上帝的人，他看见了不会看见别人的缺点，他看见他自己。
So, brothers and sisters, the one who sees the light of God will not see himself.
今天这个世界讲了一个问题，说最难，这个世界上最难认识的人就是你自己。
So we say the one person is really hard to know, it's yourself.
为什么
？Why？
其实大家都在找答案，想研究自己。
Because everybody trying to figure out who am I.
但是一个不认识上帝的人，你就没有机会真正认识自己。
But if you don't know God, you don't have the opportunity to know yourself.
你对你自己的认识都是很片面的。
And then the you know yourself is only
partially. 而且你很容易只看见自己那个优点好处。
And you only see the good things about yourself.
你很难看到你自己真正的缺点。
And you don't see the shortcomings.
弟兄姐妹，我们祷告，我们为什么要祷告？我们必须要听上帝的话。
So, brother and sister, why do we have to pray? We have to listen to God.
等到你听到的时候，你才有办法开始祷告。
When you heard him, and you can pray.
当一个人遇见了上帝，遇见了光的时候，他的态度就像这个税吏一样。
When you see God, you see the light, and then your attitude will be like this tax collector.
上帝啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
主耶稣，我真的是需要你。
I said, Jesus, I really need you.
主耶稣说，这样的人被我接纳了。
And Jesus said, this kind of person I accept.
我就是接纳这样的人。
I accept such people.
所以为什么一个人会骄傲呢？
Why we be proud?
为什么会自高呢？
Why we think higher about ourselves?
其实答案很简单的。
It's simple.
因为他没有遇见神。
Because you haven't seen Jesus.
所以越看自己越满意啊。
So the more you like yourself, the more satisfied you are.
所以主耶稣说，我要把你拉下来啊。
That's why Jesus said, I will humble you.
因为连这位这么样伟大的上帝都看不见的人，还有什么地方可以夸口呢？
So even if Jesus can't see you, what can you be brag about?
那一个自卑的人，就是因为他真的遇到了上帝了。
But when you humble yourself, you really met God.
一个遇见上帝的人，你就在上帝的手中。
When you met God, you're in the hands of God.
上帝会将你高举起来。
And God will lift you up.
他把你高举起来，是要见证说这一个人是依靠我的。
He lifts you up to show people that this one depends on you, depends on me.
他真正是相信我的。
And he trusted in me.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里要再一次看见很重要一个信息。如果你们如果听到这里的时候，你会以为好像耶稣是在批判那个法利赛人。
So don't think Jesus is trying to criticize the Pharisees here.
一点都不是。
Not at all.
耶稣的心在他们身上。
His heart is on them.
耶稣每一次讲比喻的时候，都是希望挽回他。
Every time Jesus used a parable, he wants to save them.
有时候我们读完这个就过去，以为就啊，对呀，就是那法利赛人怎么坏怎么坏。
So every time when we read the Bible, we say, "Oh, the Pharisees is not good."
但是耶稣的心不是这样子。
But it's not the heart of Jesus.
耶稣知道一个没有真正遇见光的人，他的痛苦在黑暗当中是何等的痛苦。
So Jesus knows someone that has not seen him, meet him, see the light, how painful it is inside.
你想想看，如果耶稣对这样的人没有盼望的话，他不需要花这个时间还要讲一个比喻。他的目的干什么？光为了要骂他而已吗？
So if Jesus has no hope in such person, he will not tell this parable.
他对他还是有盼望的。
He has hope in them.
他盼望他转回。
He hopes they will repent.
他盼望他遇见光。
He hopes that they will see the light.
我们都有盼望。
We all have hope.
我们觉得自己很骄傲的人，你要知道有一个很可惜的事情，因为你没有遇见光。
So if you're a proud person, you will know that you have not met the light yet.
你可以过得像大家都认为说你是一个基督徒。
You can live a life like a Christian.
但是你并没有遇见光。
But you haven't.
你只是表面的一个基督徒。
You haven't met the light. You're only a superficial Christian.
你要听见他的声音。
Listen to him.
或许今天早上上帝对你说话了。
And this morning, God talked to you.
你的心有触摸到了。
And your heart was touched by him.
你就遇见光了。
And you met the light.
你就有路可以走。
And you have the way.
这样的话你就知道有路可以走，你的祷告就有办法达到上帝的面前。
And now you know when you pray, your prayer will reach to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,